This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good morning, everyone. The Judiciary Committee of the Senate will come to order. Welcome, everybody. We have a short agenda this morning. We do have a couple of small pieces of action. We're going to accept a couple of bills from the Elder Task Force Committee and talk a little bit about how we're going to operate the committee this year, which will be much like we have in past years, so it won't be a surprise to anybody that's new here. And then we'll be out of here. So, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Senator Bradford?
Here.
Heinert?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Rush?
Here.
Valley? Norstrup?
Here.
Teason?
Here.
There's a quorum.
Thank you. All right. Before I forget, let's ask our pages to come up and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and any future plans that you might have made. Good morning. That would be Ben and Erica.
I'm Ben Williams. I go to Aberdeen Christian School presently, and my plans are either to get into the West Point or the Air Force Academy. And if I fail to make it into either of those, it's ROTC at SDSU for mechanical engineering.
Sounds like an aggressive plan. Welcome. Thank you for your help. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. I'm Erica Kitchenmaster. I'm from Lake Andes, and I attend Andy Central High School. I plan to attend Northwestern College in the fall to run track and major in music education.
Thank you. And as well, our intern for this session, if you would approach the bench and introduce yourself. We're pleased to have you here for the session.
I'm Michael Schlewey. I'm a junior at Northern State University, majoring in political science and communication. My plan is to go on to law school at USD when I graduate next year. So, thank you.
Thank you. And you are the Republican intern. We also have a Democrat intern. Welcome. Come on up and introduce yourself. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Paige Topol. I'm currently a junior at South Dakota State University. I'm majoring in political science, and I'm minoring in psychology, and I'm very happy to be working with you in this committee.
Good. We look forward to seeing you on a regular basis. Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Ms. Sherwood. The young lady, are you from Lake Andy? I want to inform you that former Senator Lucas informed me to see that you're well taken care of. So come to me if they give you any trouble.
There, fair warning. Thank you. All right, let's spend just a couple of minutes sort of going over the ground rules of how we operate the committee. I think that first and foremost, we need to remind ourselves that the purpose of this committee is to obviously make recommendations to the legislature, but on the other end, the purpose is to hear from those outside the legislature, other interested parties, lobbyists, and from the general public. I think sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that. I would ask all of you to pay attention to our witnesses, show interest in the information that they give us. Many of these people, especially the members of the public, come from long distances. Some of them might have to get up really, really early in the morning to get here for an 8 o'clock committee. They obviously have a passion about why they came here, and it's our job, I think, to give them a fair hearing. And I think that all of you know that in this committee we strive as best we can to give every issue a full and fair hearing. Sometimes I realize, perhaps to our own detriment, all of you that are here know that full and fair hearing means that sometimes we have to recess and come back over the noon hour or whatever to get done. But I think it's better to do that than to try to cut people off. Many of the issues that we have here are impassioned issues which people care dearly about. They came here to say something, and we'll try to keep them within the boundaries and try to keep it from being repetitive. But we intend to hear them. And if that means we have to come back at noon or have to come back in the afternoon or we have to defer to another day, that's what we'll do. I can tell you that we have, I think, already, well, I think at least a dozen bills have been sent to our committee. Most of them are agency bills, so we have a workload ahead of us. Hopefully that's a tribute to our committee. We'll just assume that people bring their bills to our committee because we have a good committee that'll give it a good hearing. So until we find out otherwise, that's what we're going to believe. So that's the way we're going to try to continue to operate the committee. I want to make our guests here feel at ease. We're going to maintain order, but at the same time, we're not going to try to be any more formal than we need to be to maintain order. Again, as I go through the sort of our rules of engagement here, again, this is repeating it for most all of you. But I think that the intention is that to get the job done without undue formality or procedure. First of all, as you all know, you can sit wherever you want. If you get tired of who you're sitting by, probably not during the middle of the committee meeting, but certainly the next day you can pick a different spot to sit. I don't require, or they're certainly welcome to, but I don't require parties to sit on either side or the other. None of that is necessary. You can sit wherever you want. We're going to start at 8 o'clock, and that's a bit of a compromise. Somehow 8 doesn't sound as early as 7:45. But as you well know, we'll start at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock means 8 o'clock. I've been told that this clock is 2 minutes slow, so we're even going to set that to make sure that 8 o'clock on our phone is 8 o'clock on the wall, and we'll start at 8 o'clock. Gavel will fall at 8 o'clock. Apparently, well, I won't make a comment about Senator Valley. He's my roommate, so... And we'll try to take short breaks. Again, as you know, if we take an 8-minute break, it'll be 8 minutes long. I think that's only fair to the people in the room. It's fair to the people on the internet. We'll try as best we can to stick to that. But when you take an 8-minute break and then you're out for 28 minutes, well, there's people waiting to see when we're going to get back at it. So we'll try to be timely. And respectful of other people's times. Roll call votes. Again, as we have in the past, we will spend half the year taking roll call votes in alphabetical order and the other half of the year taking roll call votes in reverse alphabetical order, only because my name is at the end of the alphabet and my whole life I've been at the end of the roll call. So we're going to just, and I'll continue to be as chair at the end of the roll call, but the rest of you will switch up we'll start out doing alphabetical order, and then we get into February sometime, we'll switch and call the first five of you in reverse alphabetical order. Regarding testimony, I think lobbyists and others in the room, let me say that I am very reluctant to take telephonic testimony. We will not take telephonic testimony on the spur of the moment. If you want to have telephonic testimony, you better come and talk to me about it well ahead of time, and you better be prepared to be rejected. Particularly, that's just a philosophy that I have, is that I think it's best in almost all cases to have face-to-face, particularly some of the issues that we deal with in this committee. I just don't think it's fair to have someone at a distance that can't be facing the committee, can't be confronted by the committee. Please plan on being present or having your witnesses present in the room. Again, I won't say never, but certainly don't count on being allowed to have telephonic testimony. We'll make every effort in this committee not to limit testimony, not to set time limits. Now, I understand that's dangerous. And I'm on other committees, and I respect that we set time limits on those. And I've sat here and had a room full on a very contentious issue and thought, I'm going to pay for it today by not having time limits. But we're going to try, again, I'll never say never, but we're going to try not to impose time limits on a testimony on bills. Again, subject to the to the situation. But again, I think that that's fair. I'll try as chair to do my best to keep people from repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating and try to move it along. But I don't really like to impose time limits. Again, we will we'll attempt to take questions as we go. There'll be some things where we have testimony from three or four people, and each person has a different piece of the puzzle to present to us, in which case I may ask you to defer your question because maybe the person that can answer the question is the person that's going to testify next. But in general, I prefer to sort of take questions as each witness comes up if we have them, so that we don't forget our questions and we don't have to refresh ourselves about what somebody said half an hour ago so we can have a question about it. We will, again, we'll try to do that as best we can. Motions and amendments. It is not required in this committee that we have a motion before we consider an amendment. I think that just confuses the issue many times. If someone has an amendment to offer, sometimes whether it's an amendment that you have prepared or whether this is an amendment on the fly, I would prefer to talk about it, to offer it for, present it for consideration. We can see if we think it's going to work or how much support it might have or kind of work our way through it. Otherwise, we have motions on top of motions on top of motions, and I think that just confuses us. So I don't require that an amendment be moved before it gets discussed. We'll do the discussion and then take the motions and try to work our way through it. I think also that most of you know that I don't really like sort of musical motions or opposing motions or, somebody makes a motion and then someone else has to make a substitute motion. To the extent that we can, I like to avoid that. I realize the reasons that we do that sometimes, and I'm not sure as chair I don't know that I can sort of gavel you out and not allow you to do that. But I'll promise that, if you're sitting here and you're pretty sure that you're on the short end of the vote on an issue, and you think maybe by, making a motion that it'll give you a chance to talk about it before somebody else makes a substitute motion to override yours, I'll promise you that you'll get a chance to speak on a motion, even if it's a motion that you're going to lose on. If you want to be on the record with your position, you'll get a chance to speak on the motion. So just be aware that I don't really like the multiple motion situations. We'll deal with them as they come, but I'll try to be very respectful of committee members and make sure that everybody gets a chance to make their position known on an issue. Again, I mentioned it earlier, but I'll repeat it. I'd ask everyone to pay diligent attention to the witnesses, make some eye contact with our witnesses, just a matter of respect. I know we all have computers in front of us and and are maybe trying to keep up with other things, but as a sign of respect, I would hope that we would at least pay some attention to the witnesses that are testifying. It is inappropriate in this committee, I believe in any committee, it's inappropriate for committee members to communicate via electronics. I do not want committee members texting each other. I personally think that's a violation of open meeting procedures. If you have something to say, turn on your microphone and say it. And so I will not tolerate communications between members electronically. I just think that's not a good situation to be in. So I think that's all I have. Mr. Vice Chairman, you got any additional rules you want to toss into this game?
I think you covered it.
Anyone else, comments or suggestions or ideas before we kick off the year? All right. We need who needs a notebook and who's going to do it electronically. I'm a notebook person.
Notebook.
So we got Heinert and Nordstrup have apparently graduated into the new age. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You were telling the audience that they can move around if they want to, if they're not satisfied with who they're sitting, but does that mean us too?
And yet, specifically, I said you could move around to the audience.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bradford.
I want to apologize to our secretary because she gave me a notebook. I just forgot to bring it.
Speaking of which, we have a new face on the team, our new secretary. I'll give you the opportunity to take the mic and introduce yourself as well. Welcome to the team.
I'm Marilyn Seymour. I'm from Myrtle, and Cindy and LRC is my sister, so
don't blame her for that.
That's why I'm here.
Marilyn, welcome. We're looking forward to breaking you in as a committee secretary. This group is as easy to handle as any. Take my word for it. All right. Anything from anybody else? All right.
Sure.
By the way, I it's my mistake. I make sideways remarks about Senator Valley, but he actually has another assignment this morning. He was asked to sit in some other board that was going to convene this morning, and we talked about that a couple days ago. So he is officially off the hook. He did not sleep in. He's good. Yeah, the water one, I think, is right. Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to point out that Mrs. Seymour is another fine District 26 constituent. So,
ooh, two in one room. That's it. Okay. Good. All right. What do we have here? So we have the Elder Abuse Task Force that was chaired by, wasn't chaired by the Chief Justice, it was chaired by one of the justices, and they have that group's work has produced two bills, and so they have been brought, as is procedure, they have been brought to this committee to be introduced through us. And I believe that the current plan is that we are going to hear these two bills on Tuesday. Kind of working on our schedule, but we're going to hear these two bills on Tuesday. So, motion would be to introduce an act to adopt the Elder Abuse Task Force's statutory recommendations in order to protect South Dakota seniors and adults with disabilities from abuse, neglect, and exploitation on behalf of the Chief Justice. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Senator Nordstrup, seconded by Senator Bradford. Any discussion on the motion? This is simply to introduce this bill, which then would be heard next week. Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. Second bill is an act to revise certain provisions relating to the HOPE probation program on behalf of the Chief Justice. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Senator Nordstrup, second by Senator Rush. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor of accepting this bill, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carried. What am I missing, man? All right.
Sure.
Senator Heinert.
A question? Not that it's that big a deal, but I guess why did we have a motion to accept that? I mean, if they're assigned to committee, don't we hear them?
Usually, so there's actually three ways to bring bills in. One is the individual legislator. A second is an agency bill that is pre-filed, and that's some of the bills that we've got in front of us were pre-filed by different departments. And the third way is for a task force, usually a task force authorized by the legislature, to complete their work and then bring their work to a committee of the legislature for action. And that's what this action is. It's a task force established by the legislature, and that's how they report their results to us. It's one of those little slices of the pie of how we get bills into the legislature. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Any further action of the committee? Next meeting will be on Tuesday at 8 a.m. Is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Senator Moreau, seconded by Senator Heinert. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? We are adjourned.